Okay, so let's do some Shavuos Shilas. Taman Torah, Zman Matan Torah, Seinu. Someone comes to Rav Zilberstein and told him the following. He said that this person named Shmuel got out of a taxi cab, and when he got out of the cab, he touched his pocket, and he realized that his wallet was in the car. He rushed down the street to flag down the taxi. Maybe he could try to catch the taxi. Then, and when he started running, he got a tap on his shoulder. He said, "Rabbi, can you please help me resolve this stira, this contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah?" In such a situation, says Rav Zilberstein, most people would probably just tell the child, the student, the person asking the question, "One second, I just have to, I'm going to get the wallet. I'll answer your tow question in a second." But what happened was, Shmuel, the sincere and sensitive, caring person that he was, stopped and listened patiently to the child's question, explained the stira of the Mishnah Berurah, and then bid farewell to his wallet. Later, this guy, Shmuel wondered, if he acted with righteousness, should he have gotten in his wallet? Should he have asked the boy to give him a minute? Or did he do the right thing and give over the stira and then bid farewell to his wallet? So Zerubasin answered the following. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, tells a story about Rav Hamnuna, who was searching for his lost oxen, when suddenly Rabbah came to ask him a question between two Mishnayos. Rav Hamnuna interrupted the search to answer Rabbah's question. Rav Zerubasin quotes the Yad Ramah, asks, why does the Gemara have to tell us that he was searching for his oxen? As a background to the question, who cares? The Yad Ramah explains that even though Rav Hamnuna was worried about his lost property, he was worried about his lost animals. So great was his love for Torah. So great was his love to discuss the Torah with Rabbah. It pushed off his desire to be able to look for his oxen. So Rav Zilberstein says, it seems over here, then maybe Rav Shmuel, this guy Shmuel in the story is right. He was to be praised. Maybe he was like just like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was looking for his oxen. He stopped looking when Rabbah asked him a question. So to hear this guy Shmuel, when he stopped looking for his wallet, and he answered the steer from the Mishnah Berurah, maybe he did a praiseworthy thing. However, Rav Zilberstein's brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the Gadol Hador, heard this proof and he rejected it. He said, in the Gemara's case, it's different than our case. He said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that Rav Hamnuna's oxen, maybe they were just waiting. Maybe they were just pasturing here, eating a little there, and they were going to be able to be found a little later, right? How quick can some ox and sheep and how quick can they go? And however, our case, since Shmuel didn't immediately chase after the wallet, it was lost forever. The oxen could have been found, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but the wallet, if you didn't go look for it, the wallet was gone. So perhaps Shmuel was right in his decision, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Maybe he was right. However, you can't bring a proof for the Gemara and Sanhedrin. An incredible, incredible idea. Person literally putting his own money where his mouth is. That Torah is more valuable than his own wallet. And he put it. He forgot about the wallet and he got the money. I just saw an incredible, incredible maisa and it was a personal story. Rav Pinchas of Kurtz is one of the main Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. What happened is that Rav Pinchas of Kurtz used to get a lot of people coming to his house and he had no time for his own avos Hashem. So one day he davened to Hashem that he shouldn't be so popular anymore, and he should be able to focus on himself. What happened was the plan worked. For the time being, he was very happy. However, when Sukkot came that year, even though we're holding by Shavuos, it's always good to be able to learn a good Maisa. Sukkot came that year. He looked up and he didn't see the Ushpizin. Right, we know that Tzaddikim were able to actually see the Ushpizin in the Sukkah. He saw Avram Avinu standing outside the door of the Sukkah, but he didn't enter. Pinchas Karchus says Avram Avinu, my father, why won't you enter my sukkah? Avraham Avinu replied to Rav Pinchas of Kurtz, it's not my custom to enter a place where there are no guests. Rav Pinchas of Kurtz quickly understood that isolating himself, putting himself away from the Jewish people, was not a good thing. Not only not a good thing, it wasn't l'chachil, it wasn't the best. He davened to Hashem that he should undo his request, and then Rav Pinchas of Kurtz had a lot of people in his house. When it comes down to it, a person's here in this world to be able to help other people, and when this Shmuel, in this story, He did his best to be able to help, even to help this Jew understand the steer in the Rambam, even the steer in the Mishnah Berurah, and then be able to lose his wallet. It's the ultimate achdus. Today I got a text message from one of my dear friends, students, whatever. His name is Sam Siklik. He texted me this morning. He said, "I lost my wallet. What should I? I know you said a tefillah around the Malanais. What should I do?" And I said, I texted him, "This tefillah, you can find it online. Give a little tzedakah, but you have to believe in the tefillah." What happened was, he texted me later tonight. He said, "I looked everywhere. It's unbelievable that tefillah mamash works. When there's an achdus in the tefillah, when there's a care for other people, person understands that my loss is your loss, and your stira in the Mishnah Berurah is also my stira." I was so happy when I was able to text him. I was able to help him. The tefillah of Mary and Balanis, that Hashem should open your eyes. That's what Shavuos is all about, caring for other people. When you in the middle, when you literally lost your wallet, you feel the achdus ki ishecha b'lev echad. An incredible, incredible tshuva from Rav Zilberstein, that this person literally put his wallet away, able to answer his friends, this child's dear in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's remember this Maaser of Pinchas of Kartz. We need other Jews to grow. We can't just focus on our Avodah Hashem. We have to use other people. We need other people to grow in our Avodah Hashem. And that's the whole Maaser of davening. We know that, to close, where the Arizal says that before a person davens, a person should take upon himself the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamocha. That I accept myself, that I should love every Jew like myself. Why is it? Why do you have to take upon yourself that minhag? So it's brought down by all the Sfarim HaKadoshim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we know how to treat his children, then he wants to bless us with all the things in the world. We zochah be'ezras Hashem to feel the tremendous achdus now coming into the Shoshan HaAgbala. All our tefillah should be miskalba. We should help other Jews grow. Be'ezras Hashem, we should see good things from Klai Yisrael, from our families, from our friends. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach.